بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حفاظة نظر. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا، بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، تنگ زمانہ، آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا، ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر، ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر، کوئی تغیر، بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا، بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا، لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچانا، لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے، ان سے بچائے، ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرا ان سے بچانا، ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرا ان سے بچانا، آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکوں بھی، آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکوں بھی، اس دل کا سکوں بھی، گو نفس تیرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ، گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ، دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا، دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا، حسینوں سے ملے گا، ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا، ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا، پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی، پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی، عشاق مجازی، بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ، بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ، رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات، رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات، سن لو یہ میری بات، رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات، سن لو یہ میری بات، آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا، آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا، اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم، اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم، نصیحت کی سنو تم، ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا، ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا، بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ.
الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. First we will translate and explain this poem of our Shaykh, which is full of nasihat and advice and read it so beautifully. Kya naam hai aapka? Muhammad Ikhlas. Kahan se? Mauritius se. Kaun si jagah? Rose Hill se. MashaAllah. By Muhammad Ikhlas of Rose Hill. Maha to manan Ikhlas bhi rehte hai na? Title: Hifazat-e Nazar, to look after one's gazes. And this is the most important and basic thing to reach Allah Ta'ala. In these times, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, do one thing. I promise you, Hazrat should say, look after your gazes and you have reached Allah Ta'ala. This is the test which Allah has made widespread. It's everywhere and it's a hard test. A person who passes in this goes directly to Allah Ta'ala. Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana. And this Hazrat has written some years ago. And today the condition is gone much more worse. That the women who are not making parda, the beauties who are not making parda, that times have become hard because of them. And it is not only that they are not making parda. In the eastern countries there is be pardagi, they don't make parda. But in western countries there is buryani, nakedness, which is even more hard. If a woman is just not making parda, it means her face is open. That's all. That is also very bad. But where there is all this nudity, semi-nudity, nudity everywhere, how hard isn't it then? So this will add this beauty that Allah has given them, this temporary beauty, and that is to test the man. So that has made a heavy test for man now, in our times. Aankho ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. The eyes have started troubling the heart. That is what the eyes are seeing and enjoying, and they're giving message to the heart that this is something here, that you must look, you must enjoy. Look at this woman, etc. So now, the eyes are also in a problem, the heart is also in a problem. And the heart is the king, that is the headquarters. And whatever the heart finally decides, that is what a person does. So now, you can imagine how heavy the test has become. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. And this is the work of a sheikh, sheikh kamil, that he has shown the disease also, serious disease. Now he's giving the treatment also. That all you have to do is meditate and realize that this beauty is not going to remain forever. It's going to change very soon. Which Hazrat at other places explains that it won't be long that her figure will have changed. Like when a girl is young and a person marries her also, a young girl, then her figure is like a Coca-Cola bottle. And when she has 4 or 5 children, then realize now her figure will be like a 20-liter oil drum. And now she won't be that beautiful girl you saw when you married her. So these women also are going to change all. And especially the naked, filthy, dirty street woman, according to World Health Organization, their average life is about 30 years. So just this little while they are looking with all the cosmetics and all the makeup, they are looking like this. But very soon she's going to look like an old hag. At a young age, not when she'll be 60, 70, but at the age of already near 30, she will be looking like an old hag. Wrinkles on the face and the temples having gone in, her cheeks having gone in, she will look, you won't want to look at her also. That is how she will have become very soon. So this condition will change. And compare, on the other hand, if you found Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. And kulla yawm, every day means every split second, Allah is in a different splendor. And Allah's beauty, it just overtakes a person. And Allah, there is no old age with Allah. There is no weakness with Allah. Nothing. The beauty. So, where are you falling behind these temporary beauties which are filled with, and inside of them, like that person who went for his islah to a khanqah. And in those days there were these women who used to clean the toilets. There were no flush system toilets, and all the dirt had to be picked up. And this person got overtaken by the beauty of one of them. And he started looking at her. She made out that he's looking at me. So she told the sheikh, this person has come for his islah, but yeah, he has fallen into fitna. He's looking at me with a bad eye. So the sheikh said, okay. He gave her some laxative. And he told her, have this laxative, and all what comes out, collect it in one place. So all that filth, the dirt, the stool that came out, and because so much came out, now the beauty of her face went away. Because now everything, she became weak, and she became yellow in color, did not look nice at all. Now he wasn't looking at her. So she reported again. So he said, okay, the sheikh said, now his islah is made now. And he called, the sheikh called him and asked him that you just came, you were looking at this woman so much, now why are you not looking? So of course he won't answer, he'll just look down in shame. So he said, what you were looking at was the stool. That was what, when it was inside, then she had all that beauty. Now that it has been taken out, now you don't even want to look at her. So now that you wanted to kiss her, embrace her, kiss the stool now. And embrace the stool now which you like so much. So the minute a person sees reality, he won't fall into deception. It is this that we don't use our brains. Allah has given us all brains. But we don't use them for the right things. We use them in other things. Like famous it is, there are certain people, you explain them to do some work, how much you explain them, they don't understand. You supervise it, still they do it wrong, they don't do it right. We all say they got no brains. It's not their, but when they steal, then our brains don't work. How their brains work when they want to steal. So everyone, Allah has given brains and they use them, but it's to see where you use them. We might laugh at them or something, but we are using our brains for this filthy, useless, temporary dunya. Brains should be used for akhirah, for deen. And then see what their brains, if it's just, everyone Allah has given brains. It's just to direct it in the right way and use it for the right things and then see, inshallah, what that brains will deliver. So if a person just considers that there is just a temporary phase, this outward little beauty, very soon it will be completely gone. And very soon she'll be in the qabr. And then how will she look in the qabr? When all the, you may just think of that, that this very same woman that I'm looking at now, turn your face from there, don't look at her, and think now she's lying in the qabr. There's all the ilaj, the treatment which our sheikh, rahmatullah ali, gave, all the ends on her, her eyes have fallen out, just sockets there, holes in the eyes there, and her cheeks have all fallen out. How she looks, you won't want to lift up your eyes a second time to see. So use our brains in the right way and see this reality. Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. It is useless for you. What you're giving, the most precious thing of yours is your heart. And you are giving it for this woman, for the street woman, and for the woman on the internet. And today one alim has written a very beautiful article proving photography haram. And he uses this example that how many people, which is a reality, are satisfying their lust just from a picture. They're just looking at that on the internet, they're looking at some picture and they are satisfying their lust. So as a person satisfies his lust from a picture, so from a picture a person goes into worship of that person. That this person will satisfy all my needs. That is why it is more haram to keep a photo of any buzurg, and with reverence, any buzurg to keep his photo is also totally haram, and it is worse haram, because this leads you into shirk. That you come to the stage and there are people who we will call sort of educated people in our country, that they keep the pictures of the mashayikh, especially the Shias, in the cupboard. And in the morning before going to work, they'll open the cupboard and look at it, that now they're taking his help. That he will help me through my day. He will protect me. So therefore, photography leads to the shirk, that you associate partners with Allah. And everyone can understand that easily, that we know how many people just from the pictures of women, they are satisfying their lust. That woman is not a living woman there. She, you're a living person. She's not living, but you satisfy your lust from her. Like that, your beliefs also get corrupt like that. So anyway, so to put your heart on these useless things, that is total idiocy, total stupidity, if a person just have to think. And just come a little bit out and above your lust, your lustful desires, and you'll see how stupid it is. Lekin agar aankhon ko tu unse bachaye, lekin agar aankhon ko na tu unse bachaye. And where it starts with your eyes. If you don't keep your eyes away from looking at them, if you let your eyes reign free and let them look at all this woman and all that, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana. It won't be possible that your heart can be safeguarded there. The heart, the eyes have got a direct connection with the heart. What they are seeing registers in the heart. So if you want to keep your heart safe, and your heart, the place of it is for Allah Ta'ala. And if you want Allah to be in your heart, then don't look at this filthy, dirty woman. Your own, and if you don't look at them, your own wife will appear to be the most beautiful woman in the world. What is Miss World? Nothing whatsoever. She will be Miss Hurul Ain. She will be the queen of the Hurul Ain. And to think of her and admire her, Allah will be in your heart. The love of your wife, Allah writes in His own account that this person has made love to me. Because it's Allah's command that you must make love to your wife. So if you look at other women, you go away from Allah. You look at your wife in admiration and enjoy looking at her, you come closer to Allah Ta'ala. So, and she is jais and halal for you. No problem whatsoever. You can't be disgraced by anyone. Nothing. And it won't bring any bad effects also. So Allah gave you your wife to look at and enjoy her, look at her, and you'll get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala also. And this will be also possible when you don't look at other women. And you don't throw lustful gazes at other women. Aankho ki hifazat mein hai is dil ka sukoon bhi. And in guarding your gazes, your heart will be at ease. You'll have peace of mind, contentment of heart when you guard your gazes. But when you look at other women, your heart will also be always in a turmoil, always thinking of this one. In fact, your heart also, if you're a tahajjud guzar, now your tahajjud is also spoiled. The thoughts of that woman will come in your tahajjud. You are a person who used to cry in his duas, now that duas of yours are spoiled. Your tilawat of Quran Sharif is spoiled. There's just this looking has caused you so much of harm. If any person in business, in anything, in the home, you know, it's winter now, and somebody is putting, the room is empty, there's no one, and they're putting the aircon on the heaters, and in fact they're leaving the doors and windows wide open, how angry won't you get? They're causing so much of harm. In your business, your worker is careless, people are stealing, he's not watching. Your security personnel are not even interested at all. How much? But yeah, you are robbing yourself of the greatest assets. And you yourself. So why don't you get angry on yourself? You get angry on the children. You get angry on the wife. You feel wasting water, wasting electricity, etc. Electricity is so expensive. And how much you wasting for this material things? And you destroying your akhirah. You're destroying your amal when you are looking. So why don't you get angry on yourself and realize how bad you are, and you are losing your peace of mind. And that is really what a person wants. A person who's making money also, and he's working so hard to get money, actually he will tell, I want peace of mind. But he's looking for it in the wrong place. Like somebody said beautifully, that I make dua and I wish that every person must become the richest person and must have all the money and all his desires must be fulfilled, then everyone will realize this was not the object of life. That what we are looking for, it is not here in all the money and having all the things what we want, our object of life is not there. That peace of mind is somewhere else. It is in simplicity. It is in deen. It is in the sunnahs. And Allah has announced it is in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. remembrance of Allah. That is where peace of mind. So all this what people are doing is to have a peaceful life. And today they love themselves. They worked a whole year to get a 3-week holiday of peace. Only for 3 weeks of the whole year they worked so hard. And in that also, according to what the so-called experts say, that especially a heart patient must never go for a holiday. It is too traumatic for him. The booking, now you're not getting place. And people all want to go in Easter, want to go in December. Now all the hotels are full, the flights are full. Now you are working, you are getting all worked up in there. And when you get there, many times that hotel was not up to expectation. It isn't what you thought of. Now it is how many people, and especially if the wife has got a different taste, and she forces you, I'm not staying here 1 minute. And you are now you must go and look for another place. And this is really not only for a heart patient, it will make you a heart patient. Even if you're not a heart patient, it will make you a heart patient. So all these things is a one big bluff. It is a big bluff. And a person who stays at home, and that amount of money you will spend. Spend that money in upgrading your house, make your house more comfortable, stay nicely at home, and use it for better things, much better things. Even if it isn't for deen, for dunya, there are much more better uses of it, even for dunya. And if you spend it for deen, what to say? Allahu Akbar. So encouraging. We made that announcement for the masjid for Malawi in the Jalsa. A young unmarried boy, mashallah, he has taken up the whole masjid. You see, that is how. We were in Mauritius now. One masjid, very old masjid, over 100 years. Now they renovating it, everything. Costing them, according to South African rands, about 5 million rand. They were extending the masjid and upgrading it and everything. And one young girl, unmarried, 80% of the expenses she's taken up on. Just imagine, mashallah. So our young people, today they've got that at mashallah. Otherwise, other people, how much they have, but they don't get that off yet. So this is how it should be. So spend your money in such causes. Tuktabu atharakum. Your footsteps will be written down for you, the things behind you, as you take footsteps. And that means, according to in the hadith, that whatever you left behind good, all the people who will make namaz in that masjid, they will make the i'tikaf, they will make zikr, the jamaats will come, jamaats will go out from there, all whatever takes place good, this person will go to his qabr and the sawabs will just pile up all the time. And on the other hand, you open a cinema, a gambling den, some casino, some other evil place, and you die, whatever evil is happening there, it's coming in your qabr. You're also going to suffer from it all the time. The same way our children, we bring, give them proper Islamic education, train them and bring them up proper Islamically. We die, whatever good they're going to do, we're still going to get a sawab. But we put them in the wrong direction, away from deen, where they're going to kufr and shirk and all the filth and dirt, and they commit gunas all the time. We die, all that guna is coming in our qabr also. So wise is that person who spends his money in a good cause. So, aankhon ki hifazat mein hai, is dil ka sukoon bhi. In guarding your gazes, your heart will also find peace of mind, contentment of heart. Ko nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Nafs will make some other excuse to you, that your enjoyment like is in this woman. Look at it. What they're telling you, all these Maulvi stupid people, backward people, they're living in the dark ages. What they know? Look at her. Look at her figure. Look how she is. What enjoyment you are getting. Nafs will tell you all these things. But realize the truth. Don't become a slave and a fool of the nafs. As Maulana explained in the Jalsa, Sunday morning bayan, very beautiful bayan, that today life has become such that we commit gunas, and the effect of guna is to make you restless, to make you parishan, worried. You're in a turmoil, your heart is in a turmoil, your mind is in a turmoil of all the gunas you commit. For example, a person is working, they got involved with another woman, now he's worried, my wife mustn't find out, for example. Or now how many, it's unbelievable, which is happening presently. A young boy who's got talent in him, looks in him, Muslim boy, yeah, falls in love with a street sweeper in the bank, the sweeper in the bank. And whatever, she made jadu, whatever it might be, all his money goes to her. And he's in debts because of her. But he's just now overtaken by her. And he's got no life of his own. She has taken everything, all his money, everything. Not only money, health goes, respect, honor goes, everything. So anyway, a person does that, for example. A person, for example, did some fraud at work. Now he's worried all the time. I mustn't be caught out. I did this, I forged somebody's signature. I did this, I did that. All that, he's worried all the time. Now all that gunas lead to this. Every type of guna, it will lead to this. Now when he's off work, now that worries are on his mind all the time. Outwardly, I'm going to make so much money. One beautiful example, one person stole money, or he had illegal money, a huge amount. And now he was going home, now he's dreaming, I'm going to build a mansion like this, I'll build a farm like this, buy a farm, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. All he's dreaming about it. Suddenly his phone rings, picks it up, is his friend. The police have caught up with you. They got all the proof, and they issued a warrant of arrest, and they are behind you already, the same road you are going. Now, suddenly everything changes in his world. Now that same money that he was feeling it safe here, wherever he kept it, now he's taking it and throwing it out of the window, so that when they come, they mustn't catch me and they don't have the evidence. Now everything, now what is this condition? So every guna leads to this. Whichever department of guna, it leads to this. And now to overcome it, the person goes to the bar, to the tavern, and goes and drink. To overcome guna, he falls more into guna. He goes to some prostitute to satisfy himself, that I must go out of this worries of mine. And he falls more into guna. He goes and gamble, and more. So this is how we are today. And Maulana gave a beautiful example. When you are hunting an impala, and at night you go, and the lights fall on the impala's eyes, it gets blinded. And instead of running away in the darkness, it runs to the light. So the light was its cause of destruction, and now it's running right in its destruction. Gunas were our destruction, and now we run into more gunas to save ourselves. That gunas are going to destroy you. How can gunas save you? So this is unfortunately how men, and today Muslims have become. We were supposed to be a guiding stars, a guiding light for the non-Muslims. But our life has become that. We are doing all these wrong things. Dhoka hai tujhe, lut haseeno se milega. There is a great deception you are going to get enjoyment from. This beauties of the street. This filthy, dirty, naked woman, you're not going to get any enjoyment. It's just the outward deception. It is shaitan mesmerizes you, hypnotizes you, and he makes you think, I will get all this enjoyment. There is no enjoyment. There is total destruction for you. Which Hazrat Maulana Shah Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur said it so beautifully in his poem. Mat dekho in surf rukho ko zin nahar. Don't look at these beauties of the street ever. They painted dollies with their red lips, red cheeks, and all that, and how they dressing and half naked they are. Na dekho in surf rukho ko zin nahar. Parho Rabbana qina adab al nahar. Read that, oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. The red cheeks and the red lips. How he has used a simile with the fire of Jahannam, with the red flames of the fire of Jahannam. And so don't look at them, they will burn you. Just like you eating haram biryani, you stole money and you are eating, for you eating biryani, you eating samosas, but actually it is the fire of Jahannam you putting in your mouth. So there is and the other poem of Maulana, Ishq-e buta mein ye asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. In the love of these idols, the street idols, these painted dollies of the street that you think look so beautiful, you dhoonte ho tum عشق بتا میں کرتے ہو تم فکر راحت. یو آر تھنکنگ آئی گیٹ انجوائمنٹ لکنگ ایٹ دیم. سی ہاؤ دے لک. گو آن دا انٹرنیٹ, لک ایٹ آل دا فلتھ اینڈ ڈرٹ. اوہ گریٹ انجوائمنٹ یو فیل. عشق بتا میں اثر کرتے ہو تم فکر راحت, دوزخ میں ڈھونڈتے ہو تم جنت کی خوابگاہیں. آر یو لکنگ فار دا انجوائمنٹ آف جنت ان جہنم؟ گناہ, آر یو لکنگ فار انجوائمنٹ آف جنت ان گناہ؟ ہاؤ اسٹوپڈ کین یو بی؟ Where it can never be, how can you find it there? In the haram, how can you find the enjoyment of halal? In this haram, which is jahannam, how can you find the enjoyment of jannah? This is the height of, this is just a person has been fooled. Just exactly as it comes in the hadith sharif, that when a woman leaves her home, then immediately shaitan puts an aura around her, makes her look very beautiful. She is not that beautiful. But shaitan makes her look beautiful. And people look at her, turn their heads around again and look at her. And that's what a woman only wants. People must turn their heads around and look at me. So, and now you are fooled by that. But she's not that beautiful. You are being fooled that she's looking so beautiful. So this is just that mesmerism and hypnotism which shaitan uses. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jana. In the previous line, Hadrat said that, that whatever nafs tells you, don't follow nafs. Yeah, Hadrat says, the shaitan, whatever he tells you, don't listen to shaitan. He has just made them look like this beautiful. Wise is that person who can see through that beauty and see that ugliness which is in there. Maulana Abrar Ahmed Sahib Dhulyawi Rahmatullah Ali say, jo dil se utra, wo aankhon ko kya chahe? What has gone down from your heart, what can it be beautiful in your eyes? For example, if your wife is unfaithful, no matter how beautiful she is, you hate her. Forget her, loving her, you hate her. Just like that. So what is gone? So look at from your heart, what is the value of the street woman? Whichever next customer comes, they are with that person. For everyone, one girl went to the bookshop and she asked for these cards, I love you cards. Have you got, she asked the shopkeeper, have you got that cards? I love you only. So he said, yes, I've got. So he said, give me one dozen. She got one dozen people who she says, I love you only. So those women who are for everyone, they are for nobody. You don't be so stupid and fool yourself that, she loves me and that. The next person, she says the same thing again. She's got her songs written down and she sings her songs to everyone. You are a fool to think that, she's only, I'm the main one. And I'm so, how she loves me. You're a big fool. Don't fool yourself like that. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai us shaat majazi. And these mad people who are involved in this illicit love affairs, they walk around like mad people. They are going around like mad people. They got no proper sense also. Like, and Hazrat gives the example which Allama Alusi gives, is like a dog who has got rabies, a mad dog. How it's run this way, that way. It's got no direction, doesn't know where it wants to go, what you want. This is the condition of this people. All the time fighting at home also. Then this woman, that woman, all the time. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is written that a person who doesn't remedy this bimari of his, this illness, he won't be satisfied till he has an affair with every woman in the world. Shaitan, what shaitan? Only this one, satisfy yourself. Just like a cigarette, have this one puff, then it's finished. It's not one puff, it's another 10 puffs. Drug, just have this little bit, then you are alright. Then you know you are now set again. No, you get worse all the time. The solution is to put a sharp break and completely give it up. That is when a person will get saved of all this evil. Even evil thoughts, even looking at this other woman, just shut it off completely and turn to Allah for help and Allah's help. And then see what you have relieved yourself from and what you have come out from. You will realize it yourself, from darkness into light, from sorrow and being like fastened with ropes and chains, you got freedom now. You will be out of all these difficulties. Bechain hai din raat, ye badnaam hai zamana. And these people who look around at other women, all the time, they are bechain. They have got no itminan, no sukoon whatsoever. Wherever, even when they come to the halal wife, no itminan and sukoon. They thinking of all that filthy woman. When they were this one, they thinking of that one. all the time, this is the condition. Rehna hai agar chain se, sun lo ye meri baat. If you want to live with in peace of mind and contentment of heart, Hazrat says, listen to this what I am telling you. If you really want to, you are serious for yourself and you want to live a good life, aankho ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Don't let your eyes meet the eyes of these painted dollies. And the woman on the road, and the woman at work, or any other haram woman, don't let your eyes meet with their eyes. Very, very dangerous. Akhtar ki ye ek baat, nasihat ki suno tum. Hazrat appeal, just say Allah wala. Allah Ta'ala himself, how Allah goes at what lengths to explain to us in the Quran Sharif. And this is the condition of Allah wala also. They try their utmost, they are saved, they are on their way to Jannah, they are there already. But how they worried about us. So Hazrat says that hear this one word or this one talk of advice which I am giving to you. Please listen to it properly. In murdo haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Don't ever attach your hearts to these dead painted dollies. They are dead, they are not living. They got no life in them. Don't waste your time with them. Eh? So when they, the living painted dollies, Hazrat says they are dead. Then the dead pictures, how dead are they? Eh? So don't fall under for all this filth and dirt. Keep yourself pure and clean. You'll be attached with Allah. You'll be attached with the pious and with the righteous. And then see how your life will be. May Allah give us tawfiq. This kitab, Tarbiyat Aashiqan Khuda, the Tarbiyat of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, what problems they have and the solutions. Yeah, Hazrat Wala, there's some questions that were asked and the answers that were given. One question, aajkal bachche saath hai, my children are with me. Subah do ghante unko nazra Quran Majeed aur Jamalul Quran aur Tarjuma Quran parhane mein lag jate hai. In the morning, I teach my children, 2 hours it takes me. Some, all the different children, some of them Nazara of Quran Sharif, how to read Quran Sharif, the Qaida, etc. Some of them Jamalul Quran, the Tajweed I'm seeing to, and other ones, the translation of the Quran. Different, with my own children, I sit and 2 hours I spend with them. Aur baad mein adalat ka waqt ho jata hai. And after that, it's time that I have to go to court. He's a lawyer, whatever, he's in a person related to magistrate, lawyer, whatever, he has to go now to his work. Is tarah tilawat ki ta'adad kam ho gayi hai. Because of this, my recitation of Quran, my own ma'amulat have become less. I'm teaching my children, I'm giving time there. So my own tilawat, my own ma'amulat, my own zikr, ibadat has become less. So he's asking this question, now what to do in such a condition? Hazrat wrote, hasbe fursat tilawat kare. How much time you get? Make tilawat. Nek amal akarche qaleel ho, naga se behtar hai. All these good deeds, even if they are little, it is better than not doing it at all. So if because of some other deeni necessity, a person is teaching, etc., he cannot do all his other ma'amulat, but don't give them up completely. You have to read Yasin Sharif for whatever reason. Once we were in Leicester, and Maulana Qamar al-Zama sahab, Adamat Barakatum, was also there. And from 3 o'clock, people were busy with Maulana, asking for ta'weez, making mashura, this, that. Then Maulana told me, he said, today I got no time to do my ma'amulat. Yasin Sharif, I just managed to read 10 ayats. So don't give it up. You can't read the whole Yasin, read 10 ayats. You have to do your zikr 100 times. Because of some other deeni work, you couldn't manage it. Read it 10 times. But don't give it up completely. All your wazaif, try and do them regularly. But when you can't, then don't give it up completely. Do a little bit of it also. That will be also, will carry you. And when you are free, like many mashallah, our young brothers asking, Ramzan, now we are free, can we do more zikr? By all means, now you got more time. You come here for khanqa, you are in jamaat, you are gone in umrah, you got lot of time, then make more. Increase all your ibadah. And when your study time comes, now your studies are more important. So first, your studies are important, give your time to your studies. Then whatever time you get, see how much you can do your tilawat, how much you can do your zikr, that is the answer. The same person asked, agar asbaq kam karta hoon to tilawat ki muqarrara miqdar puri ho jayegi. If I give time to my lessons less, he said I gave 2 hours, but if I make that less, I'll be able to do how much tilawat I have to do. How much I have to read Quran Sharif, one supara, Hazrat prescribes, I'll manage that. Magar is surat mein bachcho ki taaleem kam ho, but then the education of the children will become less. My own work will get done, but the teaching of the children, their taaleem will be less. Lehada janabi wala se guzarish hai ke kaun si surat ikhtiyar ki jaye. Therefore I'm asking, what must I do? Give preference to teaching? Must I give preference to all my own ma'amulat? What should I do? The reply Hazrat gave, taaleem e atfal aham hai. Teaching of the children is important. Aur ye bhi ibadat hai, that is also ibadat. And that is what a person can, when a person becomes an arif and a faqir, then he'll be able to understand. Otherwise, we give something preference over other things. Like for example, if a person doesn't know the masala, he's reading namaz or he's performing namaz, and in front there's a hole and a blind person is going and is going to fall in the hole, in the well, in the hole. So if a person knows the masala, he will know, yeah, I must break my namaz now. I must go and save that person. Or a house is starting to burn, and you say, I'm carrying on with my namaz. Right, that time the masala is, see to that first. So this is when a person is a faqih, you will understand. So to be an abid is one thing, and to be a faqih is something else. That what is the necessity of the time? And also, we mustn't become such that we all just start giving fatwas, and we don't do now no more tilawat, no more zikr, other things are more important, and we are not doing anything about ourselves. No, that is also not correct. So therefore, a sheikh will be able to guide us. The other question he asked, آخر میں دعا کی درخواست ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے مقبول بندوں میں داخل فرما دے. And at the end I asked that Hazrat make dua that Allah makes me also amongst His accepted pious servants. Hazrat wrote, میرے قلب و جان سے دعا ہے. I make dua all the time from my heart and soul. حتی اعلی شانو ہم کو بھی اور آپ کو بھی مع متعلقین اپنا مقبول اور محبوب اور مقبول بنا لے. May Allah make us also see no pride that we are big buzurgs. And now we only make for better that makes dua. Allah make us also, make you also, and all our family. Not only family, mutaalliqeen, who our friends are, who we associate with, everyone. Allah Ta'ala makes them maqbool, accepted by Allah, mehboob, beloved by Allah Ta'ala, that Allah makes us such. May Allah Ta'ala also grant us to become His close servants and to understand that our deen, we have to, how to understand it, and therefore we have to have somebody that we can refer to and ask and follow that guidance, inshallah. In this kitab, Ruh ki bimariya aur inka ilaj is the last page today, and here Hazrat has written one Maulana Rumi ka irshad, the one malfuz, some words of wisdom and advice of Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi. Sabr se iman ki tarakki is qadar mu'min siddiq ho jata hai. When a person makes sabr, so much progress and his iman increases so much that he becomes a mu'min siddiq amongst the siddiqeen, which are very rare, but by sabr a person reaches that stage of the siddiqeen. Aur Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat rahmatullah alayhi farmaya karte the, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to say ke salik ko mujahada ikhtiyariya se to ujub bhi paida ho sakta hai. When a salik, a murid, a person who is walking the path, he's keen, he wants to reach Allah Ta'ala, is walking the path, when that person makes his mujahada, which is within of his choice, gets up for tahajjud, stays away, keeps roza, makes zikr, tilawat, it's heavy on him, but he's making mujahada, staying away from guna of his choice, all that. So he's making that. But his Hazrat says, in here there is a possibility that pride also easily comes in a person. I made so much mujahada. I should get up for tahajjud 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. I should make dua for so long. I should keep rozas. So easily pride can come when it is the mujahada which is of your choice. Lekin mujahada ghair ikhtiyariya. But that mujahada which was not in your choice, which was so to say forced on you, you didn't choose to do that. Jo masaib waghaira aa jaate hai. That is when hard conditions come. The things against your tabiyyah, accident took place, robbery took place, there's something like that, somebody died, somebody became ill. Now that wasn't, you didn't choose to do that. But it is also a mujahada. Now to maintain sabr and to not to say anything wrong, not to speak with words which are wrong, etc. You made mujahada. Unse to shakastagi hi shakastagi paida hoti hai. In that a person is just broken. He's totally broken. That now this happened, this difficulty came, that problem came, you are broken in that. Isliye mashayikh ka irshad hai ke mujahada istirariya anfa hai mujahada ikhtiyariya se. Therefore mashayikh have written that in the mujahada which you didn't choose to do, it came on you, it was forced on you, like accident happened, something, not that you got up for tahajjud, you gave up guna, etc. It wasn't of your choice, it came on you. In there won't be pride. There you will be broken down to pieces, and the lower you become in front of Allah, Allah raises you higher. And the other mujahada is also mujahada, but there is a great possibility that pride comes with it also, when the mujahada is of your choice. Albata hum zaif hai, aafiyat hi talab karte rehna chahiye. But we should remember we are very weak, and don't ask that Allah put difficulties on us. Accident happened, this happened, that happened, and we'll make sabr and we'll reach high stages by Allah. We perhaps will lose our iman in the process. We must ask for afiyat and salamati. Jaise ke hadith mein musarrah hai ke bala na mango, afiyat mango. It comes in the hadith. Don't ask for tests and difficulties. Ask for al afiyat and salamati. Aur phir haq taala shanu ki taraf umur ko tafweez kar de. Then hand over your matters to Allah. So when any person is faced with some difficulty, somebody fell ill in the family now, difficulties, hardship, we are going, you leave it to Allah Ta'ala and you go through, in here you reach more higher by Allah Ta'ala. Then that what you, of your own, you're getting up for tahajjud, you're keeping rozas, you're eating very little food, you're making mujahada, there pride can also come. But this which comes, and it breaks you down, by that you reach much more higher position. Siddiq ka iman kitna qawi hota hai. A person who is a siddiq, how strong is his iman? Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, siddiq ki tafsir mein bayan farmate hai. There is a tafsir, a description, a definition of who a siddiq is, which Allama Alusi, great mufassir of the Quran, has made. Alladhi la yataghayyaru batinuhu min zahirihi. Jiska batin uske zahir mahol se mutaassir na ho. Whose inside does not get affected from the outside. His inside and outside is the same. You're not inside that is something else, and outside is showing a very pious picture. Like mashallah, which is really good. How many of our friends are right? That we see outside, when I look in the mirror, I tell you a munafiq. Over this beard, topi, but what is inside? To understand that what is your inside condition. So that person that is inside and outside is the same. That inside also is pious. Outside that pious form is there, which is good. Like a farishta you look, like an angel. But your inside also, that is a siddiq. Whose inside and outside is the same. There isn't any difference between the two. Alladhi la yukhalifu qaluhu haluhu. Jiska qal uske hal ki mukhalif na ho. That person whose words are not different from his actions. His words is talking of big things, but his actions are different. That is not a siddiq. Siddiq is that he does what he says, and he says what he does. His words and his actions, there is conformity. They correspond. Thirdly, alladhi yabdulu al-kawnain fi ridha mahbubi. It is the greatest thing. Jo dono jahan apne mahbub-e-haqiqi par fida kar de. He gives both his lives for Allah Ta'ala. Dunya also he gives for Allah. He doesn't follow his desires, his wants, his fancies, nothing for Allah. Jannat also he gives away, I want by Allah. That is what I want. He's not even keen for Jannat, he's keen for Allah Ta'ala. So that is a siddiq, that position. Haja Azizul Hassan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali ne khub farmaya. Haja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, dono alam de chuka hoon main kasho. Oh people who are here in the tavern, in the bar, listen to me. I've given both my worlds for Allah Ta'ala. I don't have anything for me. Everything I've given for Allah Ta'ala. Ye gara mein tumse kya li jayegi? Where will you be able to buy this expensive liquor? This very expensive liquor that you have given everything for Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Everything, all my ibadat is not for my name and fame. It's not to get status in people and people must praise me. Even my time, my living, every moment of my life, my dying is all for the pleasure of Allah. So that is how a siddiq. May Allah, by the barakat of Hazrat's kitabs and Hazrat's teachings, grant us all by his kindness the position of the siddiqeen, inshallah. And all that we have read in this kitab, may Allah make it a reality and it comes into our lives, inshallah. In this kitab of Hazrat Kashkol-e-Marifat, where Hazrat has gathered different things in one place. That's what we are doing now, is khususiyat-e-ummat, the special favors of Allah on this ummat, the special features, distinguishing features of this ummat, Baab-e-Dawm. Khususiyat number 8, the first, Jamaat ki namaz. This is a speciality of this ummat that we have been blessed to make namaz in Jawad Jamaat. Allama Sayyid Mahmood Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali apni tafsir Ruhul Maani mein farmate hain. Allama Sayyid Mahmood Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, in his famous tafsir of the Quran Sharif Ruhul Maani, he writes ke Yahudiyon ki namaz mein ruku na tha. The Jews in their namaz, they also had namaz. And the Christians also had namaz. And the proof of it, that they still till today, one group of the Christians, during their worshipping, their prayers in the church, they will come out in the aisle and they'll kneel down, bow down, and they'll kneel down. The ruku sajda, what we make, it was in them also. And also we should fear very much. It appears they also had namaz very similar to our namaz, ruku sajda. But then they started sitting on the chairs. And then slowly all that went away. And now the church is filled with benches. They all just go and sit on the bench and they listen to the sermon or whatever. There is one group of the Christians that still at a certain stage, they come out in the aisle and they make ruku, they make sajda. So today our masjids are also getting more and more full. If we go to some masjids, a whole big section is filled with chairs and with benches. So we should be very careful. It is allowed, it is permissible, but don't just for small little, just for our comfort, especially now Taraweeh is coming. So we sit on, and if we have to sit on the chair, what is preferable? A chair that hasn't got a back rest or side rest. Because in that you even fall asleep. Your wuzu also breaks. Sit on a stool where your back doesn't have a support. Unless your back, you got backache and you need a support. But otherwise, to take support in namaz is breaks the namaz also. Namaz is standing, freestanding, not standing with support. So when we are sitting in namaz on a chair, and many people comfortably, and not only that, we saw many places it started off with stools, then it went to chairs, plastic chairs, now padded chairs, very comfortable. And the next will be all that couches, and then also perhaps one with vibrating, massaging chairs will also come perhaps. So we have to be very careful, and this is, many people feel with necessity, move away from the original toilets, still we can't sit down, don't go and sit on a high bed, unnecessarily. Today we see almost perhaps 99% all our children, they are trained to sit on a high bed. So what's going to happen? When they come of age and they don't want to, if they go to a house where there isn't a high bed, it's a big problem. They just can't sit. So we move away from our original will completely, how the Jews changed, how the Christians changed, it mustn't happen, we also change like that. We don't realize it now, we'll be in our graves when the changes will happen. And we will be the ones who had planted the seeds for the change. So we must be very careful that we maintain our deen properly. If somebody is really helpless, can't help it, then it's a different, but just for no reason, sitting at on the chair and eating at the table, sitting on a high pan, sitting here on the chairs in the masjid, etc. This is not correct at all. If somebody really has to, that's a different thing. Aur wo log alag alag namaz padte the. And the Jews, they shouldn't read namaz with jamaat, all on their own, separately. Jamaat mashru' nahi. Jamaat was not ordained by Allah. Read now, make your namaz with jamaat. Allah Ta'ala ne is ummat ke andar ruku ko faraz farmaya. For this ummat, Allah blessed this ummat and made ruku faraz in namaz. That you have, and this is a great thing which we don't understand. A Christian priest of France told us in Raiwin that your namazes has a great effect on the Christian. The ruku, the sajda, all this, everything has got a great effect. And if we realize it, then we'll enjoy namaz. That we are making ruku for Allah, we are making sajda for Allah. It is the greatest way of love making which Allah has taught us. How to express our love. And if a person makes his namaz correct, brings proper concentration, he will feel that love making of Allah with him in namaz. That is when a person will enjoy namaz. That who doesn't love making? And love making with Allah. And Allah gave us the greatest prescription for this love making. We just have to bring the reality into it and feel Allah's presence. When we go in sajda, like we are in the lap of Allah. A child that was in all difficulties, everything, when it comes in the lap of the mother, then how happy it feels. Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah, explained, Hazrat saw himself in the haram of Mecca, a child, a black woman's child, got separated from the mother. Mother one side, the child. Now the mother is also so parishan, worried. The child is screaming. And all other beautiful women, white women, from all the other countries, taking the child, putting them to their bosom, kissing the child, everything. But the child just kept on screaming, crying. But when the child came to its own mother's in its arms, immediately how it took a sigh of relief. And how happy it was. Like that, a person in all his worldly things, in the office, in the shop, with other people, problems at home, etc. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, whenever he had a problem, then where should he go? Masjid. There he should find